From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. restates its support of Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, on a visit to Ukraine today, said Washington will keep up pressure on Russia over what he called its aggressive behavior and signaled his personal support for providing weapons to Kiev. Mattis said Russia had not abided by the Minsk ceasefire agreement meant to end the separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine and that the United States would maintain sanctions on Moscow.
The U.S. and our allies will continue to press Russia to honor its Minsk commitments, and our sanctions will remain in place until Moscow reverses the actions that triggered them. As President Trump has made clear, the United States remains committed to diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Mattis's visit timed for Ukrainian Independence Day is the second high-profile show of U.S. support in as many months after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson came to Kyiv in July. Ukraine has counted on U.S. support against Russia since a pro-Western government took power following street protests in 2014 when the Kremlin-backed president fled the country. India's Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the country's citizens have a constitutional right to privacy. The unanimous ruling by a 9-judge panel came in response to legal challenges to the government's biometric identification card program that requires people to undergo fingerprint and iris scans. More than 1 billion people have signed up for that program, which was set up with the intention of streamlining government services and cutting fraud, but concerns emerged about the safety of the data. This is VOA News. Dutch police cordoned off a busy street in the center of the capital, Amsterdam, Thursday after a hand grenade was found under a residential porch. Amsterdam police said on Twitter that a bomb disposal unit had been dispatched to Amstelstraat, a street known for its many restaurants, to search for a potentially explosive device. Later, police said the bomb disposal unit neutralized the hand grenade that was located under a porch outside. The scare came after a Spanish tip-off about a possible attack caused the cancellation of a rock concert in Rotterdam, about 80 kilometers south of Amsterdam, Wednesday. Spanish police had tipped off the Dutch to the potential danger at the concert venue in Rotterdam, where California band Alalas was set to play. The Dutch National Coordinator for Security and Counterterrorism's office said the threat level was unchanged at substantial, where it's been since 2013. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Wednesday that the Trump administration is committed to seeing an end to the crisis in Venezuela.
Our resolve is unwavering. Our conviction is clear. While President Trump has said that we have many options for Venezuela, we remain confident that working together with all of our allies across Latin America, we can achieve a peaceable solution to the crisis facing the Venezuelan people.
Earlier, Pence met with 15 Venezuelan exiles in South Florida who told him more help is needed to restore democracy in the socialist regime. This week, the vice president traveled to Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama to rally friends in the hemisphere, but switched to damage control in a region scarred by past U.S. invasions. The U.S. Navy says a multinational search has now been suspended in the ocean near Singapore for sailors still missing from a collision between a destroyer and an oil tanker, and that it has identified the remains of one victim. The Seventh Fleet said divers will continue to search flooded compartments inside the ship where some remains have been found. The Navy has not provided specifics. 10 sailors went missing and 5 others were injured in the accident, which occurred Monday as the USS John S. McCain was heading to Singapore for a routine port call. The fleet said it had identified the remains of electronics technician third class Kenneth Aaron Smith, 22, from New Jersey. A powerful typhoon has left 12 people dead across southern China, where its strong winds and rain forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and left flooding and power outages. Typhoon Hato killed 8 people and injured more than 100 others in Macau. It was the strongest storm to hit the gambling hub in the past 50 years. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.